feel so good in the end. That's why, Dr. Covey says, I've longed to write this book. It's about a principle so fundamental that I believe it can transform your life and the whole world. It is the highest and most important insight I have garnered from studying those people who lead truly effective lives. Basically, it's the key to solving life's most difficult problems. All people suffer adversities, mostly in silence. Most soldier on bravely in the face of their problems, working and hoping for a better future. For many, terror is just under the surface. Some of these terrors are physical, some psychological, but all are very real. If you understand and live by the principle in this book, you may not only conquer your problems, but you may go on to build a future for yourself that's better than you ever imagined possible. I did not discover this principle. It's eternal. But for those who apply it to the challenges they face, it's no understatement to say that it may be the greatest discovery of their lives. My book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, leads up to it. Of all the principles in that book, I called it the most catalytic, the most empowering, the most unifying, and the most exciting. In The 7 Habits, I was able to deal with this principle in only a general way. But in this book, I invite you to explore it with me much more broadly and deeply. If you pay the price to truly understand it, you will never think the same way again. You'll find yourself approaching your most difficult challenges in life in an entirely new, exponentially more effective way. I'm profoundly excited to share with you stories about some rare people who have grasped this principle. They are not only problem solvers, but also creators of the new future we all dream of. Among many, you'll read about a father who rescued his troubled daughter from years of despair and near suicide in one surprising evening. A young man in India who is solving the problem of electric power for millions of poor people at virtually no cost. A police chief who cut the juvenile crime rate in a major Canadian city by half. A woman who is bringing New York's polluted harbor back to life, again at almost no cost. A husband and wife who once could hardly speak to each other and now laugh together about those difficult days. The judge who brought a quick, peaceful end to the biggest environmental lawsuit in American history without setting foot in a courtroom. The principal of a high school for migrant workers' children who raised the graduation rate from a dismal 30% to 90% and tripled his students' basic skill levels without spending any more money. A single mother and her teenager who went from bitter confrontation to renewed understanding and affection. A doctor who cures virtually all his patients of a deadly disease at a fraction of the price other doctors charge. And the team that transformed Times Square from a cesspool of violence and filth to the top tourist attraction in North America. Let me emphasize, none of these is a celebrity with lots of money and influence. All are, for the most part, ordinary people who are successfully applying this supreme principle to their toughest problems. I can hear you thinking, well, I'm not trying to do anything heroic like those people. I've got my own problems and they're big to me. I'm tired and I just want to find a solution that works. Believe me, there's nothing in this book that isn't both global and personal. The principle applies equally well to a single mother trying her hardest to raise a restless teenager as to a head of state trying to stop a war. You can apply this principle to a serious conflict at work with your boss or coworkers, to a marriage with irreconcilable differences, to a dispute with your child's school, to a situation that has put you in financial trouble, to a critical decision you have to make on your job, to a battle over some issue in your neighborhood or community, to family members who quarrel chronically.